Next patient is Mary Wilson. Mary, M-A-R-Y. Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 10-7-1951. Date of visit is 12-12-23. Please make a copy for Edward Milkarski, M.D. Milkarski is M-I-L-C-A-R-S-K-Y. Milkarski. M-I-L-C-A-R-S-K-Y. Edward. Date of, let's see. Next paragraph. Dear Ed, thank you for sending Mary Wilson for permanent derivation. Next, his present illness. This is a 72-year-old lady who has a history of shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. Has had a previous history for exposure to mold and has had symptoms of asthma for a long time. The patient did go to an urgent care center a few weeks ago for increased wheezing and coughing spells and had a chest x-ray which apparently showed some pneumonia. Period. She was treated with a short course of antibiotics and steroids. The patient presently brings up some whitish mucus. She denies fever, she does have some post-nasal drip and hoarseness, and she denies any skin rash or leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of bronchial asthma and history of pneumonia. She also had extensive spinal surgery from T2 to T7 with a laminectomy. She also had an appendectomy in the past and nasal surgery for septal deviation. And has had sinus surgery. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoke briefly for 6 months. About 2 or 3 cigarettes per day. At age 17, she drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents died at an elderly age of dementia. Next paragraph, med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Next, next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no fatigue or weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency burning or hematuria. She has hay fever and has wheezing and coughing spells. No abdominal pains, no nausea, reflux, or constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations and no leg swelling. Denies depression. And she has had easy bruising and joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This Averagely built averagely built elderly white female with alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 138 by 80 pulses. Let's see, pulses 85, respirations 20, temperature 97.2. Weight is 161, saturation 97. HG and ear phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is my throat is clear, ears no inflammation, nasal cusidimatis. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions, and there are a few scattered wheezes toward both lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, and no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. And the extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number 1 is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of pneumonia. Number 3. Chronic back pain with the history of thoracic spine surgery. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CVC complete metabolic profile, IgE level, and was advised to use albuterol inhaler 2 plus QIDPRN. CT chest to be done without contrast. The follow-up visit may range in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Edward Milkowski, MILCARSKY, MD. Thank you. Start this as well.